Hi, everyone. This is James in Florence, and we're on the Forum Celebrity Podcast, and we have two very special guests that we adore, and we are so excited. We have so much to get into. Florence, why don't you introduce them so we could get right into it?
Yes, we are so excited to have these two guests with us today on the Forum. We are huge fans of Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, and if you are, then you know these two viral sensations, the twins from the Capri restaurant, Jeff and James Thiel, are with us today on the Forum. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Jim and Jeff, we love you guys. This is really exciting for us. Now, the first thing, we've gotten some questions from our viewers, so we wanted to go through them. First of all, when did you guys first think of getting on Gordon's Kitchen Nightmare show, and what exactly did you do?
Yes, we had heard through a friend that does casting that they were casting for Kitchen Nightmares. And so we applied. We talked to him like a couple weeks later, right?
Well, first it was on the East Coast. And they called us and said, hey, I hear you're interested in being on Kitchen Nightmares. Tell us about it. He said, hold on, we're gonna get our West Coast affiliate to call you. And so was it a week later? We get a phone call from the casting company out on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, tell us about yourself. And we said, well, we're twins. We own a Italian restaurant. We got pizza and pasta and all that good stuff. And we're having some trouble, and we're hoping that Gordon can help us get out of it.
Yep.
And they said, okay.
It sounds okay. And then
we didn't hear back from him. For a while.
And so we called the person we knew on the East Coast.
And he said, oh, yeah, don't worry. They're working on it.
And then they said, wait a minute, let me call them. And within a couple days after they called us back and said, oh, yeah, we want to use you guys. And so,
wow.
We got
typical
on.
Hollywood.
Yeah, that's Hollywood. Right? Hurry up and wait. And
Now, when you guys went on this, did you guys, because I've been fans of Gordon since the start. I love UK television. I watched his special that roasted him for being mean. And then they did another show where he actually took prisoners and made desserts. Oh. And in England, right? And then after that, he did the UK Kitchen Nightmares, which he was much nicer in that.
Yeah,
he was very cordial. He didn't yell as much, and he didn't cuss as much.
But he still used the F-bomb.
Yeah, he loved the F-word. But but when he came here, it was totally different. He did that for American television. Did you guys know what you were getting into?
Yeah, but I was...
We needed the help.
We needed the help. I did most of the books, and it was like we needed someone to help us out.
We said our last chance to, you know, tread water, I guess is the best way to put it.
Stay afloat.
Yeah.
Stay afloat, and it's like, okay, look.
And it's like it was not easy because it's like he beats you up pretty good, and it's just like, no, I'm doing this so I can keep it open and this and that.
Well, that's like the funny thing about the show. We did the taping, and then, you know, at the end, one of the PAs, okay, they hand me a key. I go, what's this for? Well, it's for your storage locker. I said, of what? Of all the old, you know, furniture and stuff you had in there. I said, I don't want it. He said, no, we have to do that by law. We have to give you...
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, mm-hmm. Hey, so when I turn it back, I said, I don't want to turn it back. I like what they did.
Yeah, and so we had a... Did we sell them or donate it?
I think we sold maybe one of the couches.
Mm-hmm.
Bench seats.
And then we give the other.
And then we donated most of them to a church.
Yeah.
Because we were paying, you know, for storage. It's like, we don't want to do that. Let's just get rid of it.
No, let's get rid of it.
He was very, I think, especially with Jim, I think he just knew what buttons to push. And he was just, I remember a couple times you were kind of upset at what he said to you, and then he would just keep going, and then he would make a mistake, and he would go, oh my God, and he would just, and you could just see fuming. Oh my gosh, that was funny.
The tough part was, is he would belittle your food's terrible, and this is that, and it's like, no, it's not that bad. I mean, it's good. Mm-hmm. People like it, and so, that, and then he says, oh, this isn't thawed out, and this and that, and through the refrigerator, it's like, well, as soon as he came in the door, I knew we were in trouble because there was stuff not right. And I forgot what was, there was things that weren't.
The chicken.
The chicken was on the steamer. Was on the steamer.
Yeah, the way you guys...
I remember.
And, you know, so we... when you're a little place, you can't always use a microwave. Excuse me.
Also, to thaw stuff out, it's like, depending on what the demand is, you don't know what to expect. So it's like it'd run out of chicken, so we had to thaw it out. And the quickest way is, you know, we thought.
Yeah.
At the time, because we had never been in restaurant ownership before.
No.
And this was like a new experience for us, even with learning from, and, you know, we learned from the original owners what to do, but, you know, we were following what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, I said, okay, you know, and it was eye-opening. And, well, mainly Jim stayed in the back. And
in the kitchen, yeah.
In the kitchen, and I was up front in with the customers.
Did you guys, when he said something, was that pretty much the interaction that you had with him? Or did you guys talk to him much off camera? Did you talk to him on the phone? Was it pretty much just what you see is what you got?
It's basically what you see is what you got. And he, you know, we would do a scene. It's like, oh, there's gum underneath the tables. You need to clean off the, you know, underneath the tables. You got to clean those tables. And then he would be whisked off. And I said, what if we want to ask him some questions? He said, well, no, because he might, it would start a relationship. And he,
oh,
him to be honest.
He had to be, and it was that way. It was just like straightforward. And he went over the top, of course, because he had TV because he wanted ratings. And
blood. But that was, you know, and it's like, well, people go, why'd you do this? Because we needed the help. That's the main thing.
It was.
It's not because we wanted to get beat up by Gordon Ramsay. And he came through and, you know, he helped us immensely.
Yeah.
It's just, it wasn't enough. Put it that way.
Yeah. You seem to have two really sweet servers. How did they take to the, I think one was Mia. And I can't remember the other one, but how did they take to it?
They loved it. You know, they wanted, you know, actually Colleen, the elderly one, stayed with us for almost, what, another 8 years? No, 5 years?
5 years, anyway.
5 years, and then she started running a tobacco shop and watching over her husband and mother.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And then
Mia got into realty.
Mia got into doing her thing. But we all kept in touch, and then we never really found afterward any good, I guess, replacements.
Yeah.
Hard when you had the best and then you're trying to find something and then, you know, it just didn't work out. And
what about the cook that you guys had? I forget his name. Gosh, I'm so bad on names.
Darian.
Yeah.
Darian stayed with us for what? Almost all the way to the end.
He was funny.
He was so funny.
His mom passed away in New Mexico. Aww. And the dad said, I want all the family closer to me. So he moved to New Mexico and I don't know, for some reason I thought he was cooking, but he was also doing security or something like that.
Well, the last thing I heard is he was having problems with his knees, so he was getting a lot. He was back with his family, dad and his brother and sister, and, you know, dad said, I want the family back, and you don't say no to dad.
Oh, sure, you got to do that. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but another question we had from online people is, were the customers staged? Were they actors? When you guys did the first sitting, and then also when you guys redid the restaurant, were those two sittings staged, or were there, because a lot of people say that they're staged.
No, they were customers and friends of the restaurant.
But also, they have a,
on the first one, tell them about the first one.
The first one, they can call up and get reservations to come in. And there was a number, at one time we had it, I don't know what I did with it, that you can call to get on Kitchen Nightmares, to get on.
But you still have to pay for the food.
Yeah.
Which some people didn't understand that.
Oh, they thought, I'm getting on TV for free.
Yeah. But also they would tell the customers, send the food back if there's anything at all wrong with it. You know.
They wanted drama.
So they were coached in a way.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, I remember Colleen told me that. She said, you know, they're telling them to send the food back, even if there's, you know, if it's a little, like there's no garnish or if it's cold.
Oh my gosh. Did they say they could get refunds as well?
No, but we if we couldn't make the food better, we'd say, okay, you don't have to pay. You know, that was our own motto. It's like, okay, if we can't get the food better for you on the second try, then the dinner's on us.
Yep. And there was a couple people, but this was before, she would always come in, and she was just a real tough customer.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally figured out what she wanted, and things went well. I mean, after that, it's just like, it was smooth. She came in, and she...
Well, yeah, we had our cook before Darian had a name for her.
Okay.
Does it start with a B?
Yeah. And, you know, he actually wrote on the shelf in the kitchen where the orders came in
what she
wanted, and it would be the,
oh my gosh,
how to make it so that what was in it. It was like pasta with this
pasta or... with oil and mm-hmm. a kind of sausage, no sauce,
and mushroom.
She was actually a very nice lady.
Oh, good.
That's very Italian, that recipe. It's
yeah,
like an Italian recipe from Italy. Sure.
Now, when was the first time, especially, that you thought, wow, we could really fix this? Because you guys were in a real depression. You guys were really struggling emotionally and physically. And I guess every restaurant goes through that during this kitchen nightmare situation.
Was
there a time that you thought, wow, we're going to make it?
I would say at the end. I mean, you know, during it, I was really just depressed. I was like, you know, we're not going to make it.
Yeah, it was a tough,
you know, everything we're doing is wrong.
Yeah, and
it's like, why are we even open?
And it's just like, no, I know, I mean, our food wasn't that bad, and I know what he's doing, and so just go with it. And we had to do, it's like, I know this is going to be good. We have to do it to get to the end, to get to the goal.
You know, people go, why were you always crying? It's like, because who knew if he could help us? And that's
yeah.
where... Like, I'm going, you know, what happens if
it doesn't work?
If it doesn't work, what if we can't change this around?
It's a lot of stress.
And so it's like, it was a lot of stress and stuff. And, you know, when I get stressful, I cry. And it's like, you know, I was in tears because I didn't want to go down like that.
No.
You know,
yeah.
like the first restaurant that Gordon Ramsay couldn't help.
Yeah.
And that's,
well, Amy's Baking Company helped you with that
Amy.
One. the crazy lady from the Arizona. I don't know if you guys remember that episode. Wow.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But anyway, now, I think the one thing that I really liked about the episode is that when Gordon did the revisit, mm-hmm. Gordon, I'd never seen him so animated. And he was so happy that you got, he couldn't believe there were tables on the outside. He couldn't believe how packed you were. He was just like on cloud nine. Did he kind of show that during the show? He seemed to really like you guys.
In the revisit, yes, he was very happy for us. And he said, you know, keep up the good work, stick to your guns.
And like we said, we didn't get to talk to him during the shooting the first time. And there was one time we talked to him and he says, hey, this is your restaurant. You've got to act as if this is your restaurant.
Yeah.
You're doing, I forgot what he said, but it was something like, this is your restaurant.
Yeah.
You have to focus it that way.
And that was
it helped a lot.
I wish we could have kept in contact.
That was another thing I wanted to ask you. Does the show just purposely not allow you to have contact with him afterward? There's no one on the show that you contact? Is it just kind of a hit and run? We love you, hugs, and we'll never see each other again? I mean, what is it like?
Supposedly, he had spies that would come in and just check how we were doing.
Oh,
he was
okay.
keeping in contact with us also that way, and also on the social media pages, like in Facebook. I use that a lot.
He did a lot of the social media. I didn't really do that much on that. I was more of the guy that did the books, did the shopping, and that was basically what I did most of, and helped with the cooking.
And then,
so really, they were in control. They just wanted to check out how you were doing, what you were doing.
Yeah,
but they didn't really
have still using the recipes, and
yeah,
I thought the recipes were good. We did cut back on, they used
a lot of chili flakes in the sauce.
And I said,
that's
too hot.
And then,
I like it hot.
Yeah, it was spicy. But,
it was really spicy. This was a very spicy sauce. People were asking for sugar
on the table.
Oh my gosh. So that's a little hot. I'm a West Coast guy. I love thick crust. It seems like Ramsay always wants super thin crust. And well, that's one thing I noticed with you guys is that when you he brought out the they're like, "Oh my." He's like, "Oh my god, these are huge. This ain't going to work." And then you look at his pizzas, they're really thin.
I like thin crust better than thick crust too. We've always liked the thin crust. Yep,
that was good.
Yeah, you get to eat more. I mean, every so often I would order a thick crust to go home, but most of the time we had thin, and it's just the way I like the pizza.
And let me go on record as saying the only time I will eat pineapple on my pizza if it was the Capri Hawaiian, because with it you had ham, cilantro, and fresh jalapenos, not pickled. But fresh.
Yeah, it was.
They just had a better flavor.
Mm.
And it made the difference. And, you know, I said, yeah. And it was great because you had that sweet, hot flavor there. And it mixed well together.
It was. It was good. And I didn't like it that much because I'm not good with.
He doesn't like hot food.
I like it, but I don't like it super hot.
I like hot food.
I mean, Now, I wanted to get back into the situation. When you guys, a lot of rumors are out there, and it's very popular now to do these post-Kitchen Nightmare. These guys are here. This guy's in San Quentin. This guy, you know, drove a truck through a bridge or whatever. And there so many of them are not true. So we're going to get the truth out of Jim and Jeff today of what's going on. You guys had a lot of success. How many years were you in this after Gordon came?
9 years.
Okay. I've heard between 6 months and 5 years. So
no, it was longer than that.
So to get everybody online and all the vloggers and all that, these guys did have a successful restaurant. Mm-hmm. We were talking before the show, and the success rate of a restaurant is only 20%.
Yeah,
so for Jim and Jeff to do so good for so long, you guys got to get two thumbs up. That's great.
Well, that's what my dad said. You know, this is just the restaurant. It's not you. You know, it's and so
hiding on us, Mom. She's
like, The dog woke up.
And, hi, meatball.
And so we
say hello,
Florence and James. And basically,
hi Mom.
Behind us, you can come.
I think I'm like.
I'm halfway there. Let's get over here.
Here comes Mom.
Uh-oh.
And if you look, she's still wearing a Capri apron.
Oh, my wow. Gosh. What spirit. Capri. That's a great mom that's still got the merch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Those guys keep me in line, let me tell you. Okay, now we're there.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Did you ever think did you ever think your sons would be on national TV? That must have been amazing.
Well, that's quite an experience. Let's hope it's going to be the big one.
That's right.
It helped out. I mean, Gordon Ramsay helped us out so much.
Oh, that was a wonderful show, yes.
And we had been on TV a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had done acting and...
did commercials.
Well, let's get behind the story of why we had the Capri. At the time, we were both... Jim was working at Disney Studios and I was working around doing different part-time jobs, and we were acting. So we'd done commercials and TV shows, and we had moved out of the house. We weren't living with Mom and Dad. We had our own home. But they said, hey, we're going to the Capri. Meet us there. I said, hell yeah. Free pizza. We would have pizza and beer and a salad with Dad and Mom. And, you know, the original owners, Joe and Helen, wanted to sell it. And at first they sold it to a friend who destroyed it.
Oh, no.
And then we had gone back to say, because Helen came in to get it running again. And basically, we started talking to him, and Dad said, hey, do you still want to sell the place? And Joe said, make an offer. And so we had a discussion eating pizza. Do we want to run the business? And, you know, we had some stipulations. We said we need to keep the cook, Jose, that was there.
We had to bring him back.
Had to bring him back because he had left to become a truck driver. And then, you know, Mom and Jim would probably be running it more than I would, because I was working
in the mailroom at Disney Studios, and I was a temporary worker, so I just said, well, I'll just work here, you know, full time, and I thought, oh, well, I'll do the prep work and I'll be quick, and then I can, you know, fool around with making other foods. And it's just like, you just don't have the time. You got to get it done. And it was more than I thought it was going to be at first. And I learned that, hey, you're there and it takes the whole time to get it done.
Well, the logic behind why Dad said we should buy the place was he said, you're probably going to end up working at a restaurant anyways, so you might as well own it.
Yeah, and it went pretty good for
us. And then, of course, Mom and Dad retired and moved away, so that meant we didn't have anyone. Even if we did have an audition or whatever, we couldn't get away because Mom and Dad weren't there to help.
Let your fans know what you guys are up to now, what you guys are into now, and what you think.
Well, I'm just sitting
the future will hold.
Well, unfortunately, I have been on disability because medical reasons. I have pulmonary hypertension and severe arthritis in my knees, which I got when I was in the hospital. So it's like, you know, all I can say is if you have sleep apnea, wear your CPAP machine. If you snore, get it checked out. And, you know, that's what happened to Reggie White. And she's checking. I said, you know, your blood oxygen is under 75%. And usually most people are in the 90s.
Yes.
So they said, we're going to check it again. If it doesn't get better, we're going to send you to the hospital. Well, that was the start of my 2-year stint of going in and out of hospitals and all that good stuff.
That's
learning
great.
Slowly Absolutely. To accept the fact that I'm probably going to be wearing oxygen for the rest of my life. And, you know,
you're getting stronger.
Silly that's me. Important. Yeah. I learned
you
my
You guys look great, though.
You do look great. Good.
You look wonderful.
Thank you.
And we also saw on Facebook that you guys have a karaoke contest.
Yes.
Can you please tell us about that?
It's called Karaoke Knockout. If you go to, was it karaokeco.org/JimJeff, you can vote for us. It's a free vote. If you do it off your phone, it'll say you can vote for, have one vote, and it says enter your card. But if you go farther down, you can get a free vote using Facebook.
Yeah, verify it with Facebook. And
right now we're just they're doing the votes. So
we have no idea what's going on.
But we're number one, or we were. Number
one.
Wow. Oh, good.
Number one.
Anyways. Well, we're going to share the link, and we'll Absolutely. Share the link in the podcast and in our pages as well.
Can we do a little song for you?
We would love it.
Go ahead.
That's a moral.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they sing. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. That's amore. When the moon seems to shine like you had too much wine, that's amore. That's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. Lucky fella.
Thank you so much.
With the moon at your feet.
No, cloud at your feet.
Cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in your dream, but you know you're not dreaming. Signor Cusami, but you be back in old Napoli. That's amore.
Excellent.
That was wonderful.
Excellent. We love this part.
That was
great.